Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Tonight is a big night for the longtime resident of Belmont, former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney. For the first time since Calvin Coolidge in 1924, the Republican National Convention has nominated a Massachusetts resident. And tonight in Tampa, Romney will address the convention and the nation in the biggest moment of his political life. Joining us to discuss Romney's big night are two gentlemen who've watched Romney closely for many years, our team of political analysts, Republican Todd Domke. Hi, Todd.
Good to be with you, Bob.
And Democrat Dan Payne. Hi to you, Dan.
Morning, Bob.
So what does Governor Romney need to say tonight when the bright lights are on him, brighter than they've ever been before? Todd, start.
Well, he shouldn't complain that the lights are too bright. That wouldn't go over too well. But let's start with body language and facial expression. He should not seem too enthusiastic and overjoyed. He needs to seem presidential, not a cheerleader, because he's inheriting not just a bad economy, but a public mood that is very serious. So at the same time, he needs to seem optimistic about what he can accomplish, not just with his own plans and policies, but also by winning support from Democrats in Congress and changing the psychology of the country. He needs to persuade people that he's up to the job, and he does that by sounding and acting presidential.
Dan.
Well, he has to provide an understandable plan to improve the economy. He can't just say it'll get better if we lower taxes and cut regulations. He needs a short, logical, credible blueprint to put people to work. The audience for his speech is, in a sense, not the people in the hall and not even the people on TV. It's the news media. They will critique the speech, and they will decide whether Romney succeeded. And they need to see some new ideas.
Take this from the Massachusetts perspective, Dan. What's Romney's legacy from his days as governor that plays nationally?
Well, I think two things come to mind. His health care plan with an individual mandate. People who were in the room with Romney and Kennedy and the others who put together the plan say that Romney was the strongest advocate for an individual mandate. Second, his determination to assign blame for the tunnel ceiling collapse. That is what I remember about Mitt Romney.
The big dig tunnel ceiling collapse of a few years ago in which a woman from Jamaica Plain was killed.
Right.
Well, he doesn't have an impressive legacy as governor because after 2 years, midterm, he started gearing up to run for the 2008 Republican presidential nomination. But he was not a great reformer as governor. He was more of an incrementalist. He had some positive developments, some things he can brag about. But he really wasn't all that high profile. But he can claim that he had some success with a state legislature that was overwhelmingly Democratic. So he can claim to the nation, with some credibility, that he can be bipartisan if he's elected.
Let me go micro here for a minute, if I can. Massachusetts is a state that Ronald Reagan won twice, a former California governor, yet Romney is expected to lose badly here in Massachusetts on Election Day. Why is it he's not well regarded?
Well, when it comes to Mitt Romney, Massachusetts is the first wife. We know too much. He felt he had to separate himself from Massachusetts, and he decided to beat up on the state to make himself acceptable to conservative Republicans.
Well, let's keep in mind, for almost a century, the only four times that Massachusetts has gone for a Republican president was twice for Dwight Eisenhower, twice for Ronald Reagan, and Massachusetts continues to be just as Democratic. So, yes, Romney is not that popular here, but I don't think it necessarily reflects that people are hostile to him.
Looking forward to the end of the convention, from what you've seen so far, do you think Romney will get the bump out of this week that the campaign is counting on, Todd?
I don't think he'll get much of a bounce because there are so few undecided voters, less than 10%. And frankly, of the undecided voters, how many will be tuning in to listen to Mitt Romney speak? I mean, he's not known as an electrifying speaker. There's not that much suspense about it. I think, though, that there will be a feeling within the party of momentum, even if it's not reflected in the polls.
And Dan?
A bump of about 5 to 6 points is normal. And Barack Obama had a 12-point deficit after the Republicans met 4 years ago and overcame it. So whatever comes out of the convention will be short-lived.
Dan Payne, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Bob.
Todd Domke, thanks to you.
Nice to be with you.
For all our election coverage, including columns by both Dan and Todd, go to our website, wbur.org.